Morning, guys. How are you? Hi. Do you guys have a best friend? Yes. Oh, okay. Can you tell me the name of your best friend?
Mine is Asa.
Asa. What's your best friend's name?
Cyan.
Cyan? Oh, and you?
Josie.
Josie. Oh, and you?
Andrew W.
What's your best friend's name? You have so many, huh? How about you?
I don't have a best friend yet.
Not yet. Oh, well, he's coming. So I have a best friend. My very, very bestest friend is...
Daddy!
Actually, the best in daddy is... Jesus, God. And after God, after Jesus, is daddy. It's Pastor Tony. But you know what? There's something that makes my friendship with my husband very special. You know what it is? It's that we talk and we communicate a lot and we do things. What kind of fun things do you do with your best friends? Do you play with them? How many of you play with your best friend? How many of you talk to your best friend? How many of you listen to your best friend? It's really important. So the other day, I'm going to tell you a quick story. The other day, we were having our family time, and we were talking about what's the best thing that happened to you this day. And everybody had a chance to share. And then it came to my turn, and I said, oh, one of my favorite things that happened today was the way that God talked to me. And Julian turned around and he was like, God talked to you? And I was like, yes. And so he wanted to know how God talks to me. Do you know how God talks to kids and to grown-ups? How do you think?
Prayer.
Prayer. Yes, that's how we talk to God. And how does God talk to us?
Reading your Bible.
Ah, reading the Bible. Yeah, that's true. So something super special happened this morning. It just happened today. I want to tell you about it. So in the morning, we got up and I had to get ready. So I told Julian and Melanie, okay, guys, each of you in your room, pray to Jesus and tell him, God, could you please talk to me this morning? And then open your Bible and see what story Jesus gives you. So after a little bit, I came to Julian's room and I was like, Julian, what did God tell you? And he showed me this picture here. You see it?
David
and Goliath. Yes. And so I said to Julian, wow, what do you think God is trying to tell you? To get rid of Goliath. And I said, and what are you going to use to get rid of Goliath? My sword, the Bible, you're right. So that's what he thinks that God was telling him this morning. And then I told Melanie, Melanie, what about you? And she showed me this picture here. Do you see that? That's Jesus and a man who needed healing. And so I said, what do you think God is trying to tell you? And Melanie said, I think God is trying to tell me that he wants to heal my heart. That was beautiful, but the story is not over. We come to church, and they went to say hi to Mrs. Angela. And when they went to say hi to Mrs. Angela, Mrs. Angela said, I have a gift for you. And she gave this to Julian. Do you see that picture? Who's that?
David and Goliath.
David and Goliath again. And we were like, wow. God gave that to you this morning, and now Mrs. Angela is giving her a paper like that, a book like that. And then Melanie looked at hers, and it was Jesus and the men that needed healing. It's almost like God spoke to them in the morning, and then he reminded them of what he wanted to tell you, right? So God speaks, but we need to communicate with each other. And, oh, I think I forgot my phone. Is it here? It's in my pocket. Thank you. So we're going to do a little activity, okay? I'm going to let you listen. It's important to listen so that we can know who's talking. So I'm going to play for you some voices, and I want you to tell me if you can recognize who's talking. Are you ready? Here's the first one.
Good morning, boys and girls. Isn't it a beautiful day?
Let me play that again.
Good morning, boys and girls. Isn't this a beautiful day? I love Sabbath.
Who do you think that is? It's Teacher Margie. Now listen to this one here. Let's see if you recognize this one.
My favorite thing about Sabbath is my teachers and my class.
That's my sister.
That's your sister, yes. All right, how about this one here?
Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to move mountains.
Daddy.
Yes, very good. Okay, here's two more. They get harder, so pay attention. I want you to answer after you hear the whole thing. Listen to this one here.
Hi, kids. Don't forget to behave and be kind to everyone.
Do you know who that is?
That's your dad.
Yes, very good, Mr. Jordan. Okay, but this is a hard one. Let's see if the grown-ups know this one. This is the hardest one. Are you ready?
Hi, boys and girls. I like your church. I hope I get a chance to meet you.
One more time.
Hi, boys and girls. I like your church. I hope I get a chance to meet you.
Yeah? Yes?
It's his dad.
It's his dad? Nope. You know who that is? That's a visitor. Today's visitor Sabbath. That's why we have the name tags. And this visitor, his name is Mr. Jim. And so you look for the name Mr. Jim because he wants to know you. But how come you couldn't recognize his voice? He's new. You haven't heard him talk a lot. You hear him talk a lot, right, Pastor Tony? Yeah. Yes, but we need to learn to hear God's voice, Milani. We need to learn to hear God's voice, and that's why we need our Bibles and to talk to Jesus. So after this, I'm going to give you a little Bible like this so that you can remember to hear Jesus. Always say, God, I really want you to talk to me. And if you do not know how to read, you can ask your mommy or your daddy or a grown-up to help you. So let's pray. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. We want to learn to hear your voice. Please talk to us. And may we talk to you by praying. In Jesus' name, amen.